This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. The Election Commission has said that no repoll has been recommended in any of the 44,376 polling stations in West Bengal, where voting was held during the first phase on Thursday, or in the 75,064 polling stations across Tamil Nadu, where voting was held the same day, indicating the exercise was largely peaceful. According to the Commission, the polling process was completed without any major disruption that would warrant fresh voting at any booth. In West Bengal, the first phase of polling in the state covered 152 constituencies across 16 districts, achieving a record 92.72% of voter turnout. The second phase of polling in the state is scheduled to take place on the 29th of April. In Tamil Nadu, polling for all 234 assembly constituencies concluded with a robust voter turnout of over 85.15%. The Election Commission has ordered the immediate suspension of five police officers in West Bengal for alleged misconduct and failure to maintain neutrality during the ongoing assembly elections. Departmental proceedings have also been initiated against them. In West Bengal, campaigning for second and final phase of assembly elections has intensified, with senior leaders of various political parties conducting a series of rallies and roadshows in the final days leading up to polling. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address public meetings today at Salimabad, Tarun Sangha Ground in Jamalpur of Purva Bordhaman, and at Shampur in Howrah. He will also take part in a roadshow in Howrah. Congress leader and leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, will hold rallies in Srirampur in Hooghly, at Shaheed Minar in Kolkata, and in Metia Bridge today. The central government has increased its wheat procurement target at the minimum support price by 15% to 34.5 million tonnes for the current season, up from the earlier plan of 30 million tonnes. Food Secretary Sanjeev Chopra said the decision aims to support farmers whose crops have been damaged due to unseasonal rains. Mr. Chopra said state-wise procurement targets have also been revised upward. The Reserve Bank of India has cancelled the banking license issued to Paytm Payments Bank Limited. In a statement, RBI said the bank is prohibited to conduct any business from immediate effect. The Apex Bank has, however, clarified that Paytm Payments Bank Limited has enough liquidity to repay its entire deposit liability upon winding up operations. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi arrived at Islamabad in Pakistan late last night with a senior delegation, signalling renewed diplomatic efforts to revive stalled negotiations between Tehran and Washington to end the war in West Asia. The Iranian delegation includes spokesperson for Iran's foreign ministry, Ismail Baqai. Mr. Baqai, in a social media post, clarified that no meeting is planned between Iran and the United States, adding that Tehran's views and concerns would instead be conveyed to Washington through Pakistan. Renowned spiritual leader from Kerala and head of Narayan Gurukulam, Guru Muni Narayan Prasad, passed away in Thiruvananthapuram this morning. He was 87. A civil engineer by profession, he joined Narayan Gurukulam, a spiritual community dedicated to the vision of Sri Narayan Guru, in 1968 and became its head in 1999. A prolific writer and philosopher, Muni Narayana Prasad authored over 100 books on Indian philosophy. He was the recipient of several prestigious honours, including the Padma Shri and the Kerala Sahitya Academy Award. In IPL cricket, defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Gujarat Titans by 5 wickets at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. Today, hosts Delhi Capitals will take on Punjab Kings at the Arun Jaitley Stadium. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In another match, hosts Rajasthan Royals will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Sawai Mansingh Stadium in Jaipur. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.